T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So we know now that the FBI has spent its time, it's almost ridiculous to even say this, uncovering the fact that there have been wealthy people, but not the wealthy people, because we know that, as is alluded to in the by the U.S. attorney, that they do it above board by donating buildings to get their kids into college. Now we have this lower set who can't afford to donate a building, but can afford to give someone $500,000 to get their kid into the school by bribing the official of the school to get their kids into school. So now we know that this is gone. We know that the NCAA has gone undercover to FBI has gone undercover to tell us that guys actually illegally recruit basketball players. Like, we needed them to tell us that, and now we find that the U.S. attorney told us that their investigation proved that. We're talking about bribing people. We're not talking about giving a school a building. That's okay. So we know that there are people who give their school a building to get their kid into the school. That's okay. You gave them a building. We're talking about bribing an administrator to let the kid, like, you got a guy, you got a person who was a soccer coach who took a $400,000 bribe to give somebody a soccer scholarship who didn't play soccer to get the kid into the school. How about that? So these people, what they're being accused of is being cheap because they couldn't afford a building. Because the U.S. attorney said, hey, that's okay if you give a kid a school a building. That's above board. You donate a building. We know they're going to let your kid in the school then. So for those who cannot, and that's obviously the rarest of the rare, who can afford to give the school a building or a library, or an arena, or a practice facility, that person's going to get their kid to school, which we all know happens, as we've always known happens. Remember in Love Story, go back to the movie Love Story back 100 years when he said, are you that Barrett? Barrett Hall? Yeah, that's me. That's me. Well, same thing. We all know, and the U.S. attorney said, hey, we're talking about bribery here. We're not talking about donating. That's okay. So we know that's okay, or looked at as being okay in the American culture. But now what we have found is that some people who have some money, now they don't have the money to give a building, but they have the money to bribe a coach or bribe an administrator to get their kid into school for $500,000, which has evidently been going on. Are you surprised? I'm not surprised. I mean, are you surprised, really? Think about it. The competition to get into these good schools is unbelievable. Right? Let's be honest. Are you surprised that one of these administrators or one of these people who lets people into the schools actually makes the decisions? Are you? And I thought most schools did it with a actually did it with a board, like they did it with a room full of people so that they made sure no one made the decisions by themselves. But let's say that there is a way to fudge that, which there obviously is, because the FBI has proved that there are some people you want to call celebrities. Well, they had TV shows once years ago, a couple of people who had shows 20 years ago and wanted to get their kids into USC, bribed the school and a couple other different schools. Yale was one where somebody got – two people were put in as they were part of the crew team, but they didn't row. And then someone got in as on a soccer scholarship, but they didn't play soccer. So they used their scholarships for kids who didn't even play the sport just to get them into the school. And – but the funny – the amazing thing, though, is to admit what we all know is part of life, as the U.S. attorney stood up and said, hey, we're talking fraud here. We're not talking donating a building. Wouldn't that be fraud too, in essence? Just on a higher level? He donated a building to get the guy into school. Is that legal? Well, yes, he gave an official donation, so I guess your kid's allowed in the school then. So he did actually say that. We're talking fraud here. We're not talking donating a building. Which to me doesn't sound like on the up and up either. That's not exactly the way it's supposed to work, is it? That you can donate a building and get the kid into school? So the essence of this is, it's not the bribe that's the problem. It's the size of the bribe that's the problem. If you want to donate a building, well, heck, that's okay. If you're going to pay someone with crummy money, what are you, out of your mind? That's beneath us. We'll cheat if we get a building out of it. We're not going to cheat for $500,000. I mean, that's the funny part. Think about it. It's okay to give the building to get the kid into school. What a world. What a world. Really, think about it. What a world.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.